Welcome back, my people, to When the Kids Go Down. Oh, you bird.
Like a goblin.
Are you a goblin or a troll? So that excerpt was from this morning when I was trying to finish yesterday's episode because for some reason I know why my mic was dying, and so it just kept cutting in and out. And when I was listening back to the audio, half the stuff wasn't in there, and then there was like a weird sort of buzzing. I think it was like in the first episode too, the mic was kind of just buzzing, and so it was doing it this time, and it just, with half the audio was there and then the rest of it was buzzing, so it was like a little bit of a headache. So obviously this episode is very, very late. And I tried to get it done and recorded this morning with the kids running around. And obviously that did not work out. I beat myself up all day about it though. Yet like yesterday, last night I had, which I am caffeinated today as well. Sorry, I'm thinking. Yesterday I had a Bloom energy drink and I did not know that it was like 180 milligrams of caffeine. Usually I feel like energy drinks that are that small, like a 12 ounce, are like 80 milligrams or less. I don't know. And I just thought I was getting like way smaller amount of caffeine. And I also, it's most energy drinks are made with like green tea extract. And usually I drink coffee. I drink espresso. And when I switch it up anytime, like if I were to drink a matcha, it affects me differently. Then if I switch it up to an energy drink, obviously that affects me differently. And then same thing with like a black tea. Sometimes like I'm so used to having coffee, if I have a black tea, I'm like fully wired. But like for some reason, black tea makes me very, very like hungry. And matcha makes me just stay up till like 5 a.m. and then fall asleep at 8 a.m. No, obviously if I'm up till 5 a.m., I'm falling asleep at 5 a.m. Duh. And then energy drinks just kind of like hit me and then I feel like I'm wired and I crash. And so yeah, I feel like maybe it's this way for everyone as well, but yeah, different types of caffeine hit you differently. At least I know they do for me. Anyways, last night I had that energy drink and I was just talking and didn't realize that my mic had turned off and I turned it back on and just all that stuff was happening. So wasted energy and then I couldn't fall asleep and I was like grinding my teeth all night. And then in the morning, I felt kind of hungover from the energy drink and there was like it. Well, I don't even know if it was from the energy drink or just like how late in the day I had it, and then everything that I was worried about the podcast and whatever about, whatever. But I am gonna change what we talk about. So I had a whole different episode lined up for today, but since it's coming out so late, I am going to talk about some nighttime stuff. So first of all, you may listen to this in the morning too, but like I'm cozy comfy, and so I wanted to do some nighttime stuff, meaning nightmares, but I'm not going to do scary stuff. I'm going to do like happy stuff. So to my knowledge, I don't believe that Mika, my three-year-old, has ever had a nightmare. I feel like if he's ever woken up, it's because he hasn't felt me like near him because he sleeps with us, or he wants water, or he has to go to the bathroom. Like, I feel like maybe once, or he's sick, you know, like maybe once I feel like he woke up kind of scared and then he just like talked himself back to sleep. Like he was mumbling. So, you know, he hasn't really had like a scary nightmare experience. I don't think that there's enough stuff in his little world right now that can kind of like scare him. So we haven't had that, but I had a lot of nightmares as a kid, and I also grew up in a very cultish home with a neglectful mother. I was going to say parents, but my dad was a truck driver over the road, and so I didn't really ever see him. It was mainly just my brother and I and my mom, and that's like what I think about when I think about my childhood. It's just like us three because my dad wasn't really there. But I had a lot of nightmares, and my mom would just tell me to, she would just like get really mad that I was like interrupting her sleep. And so if she woke up and I was able to wake her up, She would tell me just this Bible verse, and she would just like say it. And I remember that sometimes she would tell me to say it, and she would like mumble it because she's not really awake. And sometimes she would make me say it, and I would say it, and then she would get mad at me for talking. So I don't know. It just obviously didn't help, and I ended up like resenting that. Not the religion or whatever. I just like didn't like that coping method, and it just like made me feel like it was empty. Like, you know what I mean? Like it was just like a empty promise kind of thing. Just like say this and this will feel better. Nothing felt better. And then I was allowing demons to come into my mind then by not making it better by saying that, because the fact that it didn't become better meant that I was like harboring demons, which that's a whole nother thing to tell a child, and I'm not going to get into all of that. But I, in turn, want to learn like better ways to help my children when they have nightmares. And I also have a Pisces, double Pisces baby. So my 9-month-old Beck, he is a Pisces sun and a Pisces moon. And that means that he's very, very dreamy. And he's like, not like that's a hunk, but like he is just a daydreamer and a nighttime dreamer. And Pisces are like so ethereal. And I'm saying this biasly as a Pisces moon myself. But I've said it since the day he was born. This kid talked in his sleep. Like, first of all, Bet came out of me babbling. Like, he obviously, like, you know, they like get him to cry or whatever. Like, they don't come out screaming like they do in the Hollywood movies, but he came out and he was just like, blah, 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 like just baby babbling. It was insane. Like literally 2 seconds out of the womb and he's like talking. And he talked all night. Like if he wasn't sleeping, he was like sleep talking. Sorry, my voice. I had a chocolate chip cookie and sugar does this to my throat. I don't know why I did that before filming a, or not filming, but before recording a podcast. Anyways. He was talking all night and he would sleep during like the day in the hospital. And I just remember like looking over at him and he would just be like, just kind of like, ah, yeah, in his sleep, which is crazy. But you know, it's that Pisces energy. I'm sorry. All right. So I asked my best friend Chat for some affirmations for like when your kid wakes up. Actually, I think I just asked for affirmations. Oh, yeah, I don't know. When kids are scared, I didn't really say like from a nightmare. So I'm gonna comb through these and pick out some ones. I read one that I thought was like great, which is, let's see. Well, first of all, reminding them that they're safe. I do that anytime Mika's like upset, and starts crying. I just like remind them that he's safe. So, you're safe, and I am here with you. Oh my God, Beck just woke up and he's back to sleep. All good. Oh, I also don't know why I even am thinking to mention this, but I had 4 shots of espresso by accident at like it was still early. It was like 1 or 2-ish, so it was fine. But oh, I guess I didn't say this because it got deleted because of my audio fucking up. But I usually get a quad shot, like when I go to a coffee shop or whatever, and I live like a mile away from one, so I don't like their milk. And I come home and use mine. So I just go and get a quad shot over ice with like extra ice. And I meant to order a double shot today. And I ordered a quad shot. I'm pretty sure. No, yeah, because I just said it because I was thinking about it. So I was thinking about the episode all day. And so I order a fucking quad shot. And which I guess it's okay because I didn't really have coffee today. I had what did I have today? I made myself a London Fog, but I used 2 Earl Grey tea bags. Sorry, I just burped inwardly, one of those silent burps. And then I had a chai tea latte that I made also at home. And then I made Mika one, and he didn't finish it, so I drank his as well. So I just had like 4 things of black tea, and the chai tea's not that much, so I guess it was fine. I don't know. I'm just thinking of like, am I going to be able to sleep tonight? And so far, I feel like I am going to be able to. So, all good there. I'll recenter my brain one day. One day, my thoughts will be all cohesive. Anyways, I'm gonna go back into these. I need to make sure it's still recording. So I just okay. I'm gonna go back into my BFF chats. Okay. So right now you're in a safe place. That one for me, like I just want that. I've written down on like a post-it and put up on my bedroom mirror because I remind myself all that I have like pretty bad nighttime anxiety, so I'll just lay in bed spiraling, and I have a bunch of. Lately, I've been like practicing some, I forget like what it's called, but it's a form of meditation. Sorry, it's a form of manifestation, and it's through like visualizing your dream life and like if planning like your next day, visualizing like everything that you have in your dream life and what your next day is going to look like, and just like it calms you, and then. By visualizing it right before bed, you're telling your subconscious that you have these things, and you're. It's just like it also helps you like with your dreaming. I wanted to make an episode about this, but I want to do more like research on your subconscious. But I've been doing that at night, and it's been really helping with my nighttime anxiety. But something else that I do is write affirmations on post-it notes and put them on my light switch to my bathroom because typically the last thing I do before bed is like get unready and then brush my teeth and then I turn that light off. And so it's the last thing I see before bed. And I have a my post-it will say, it will be okay in the morning because that for me just like I don't know, it really stuck. Like I always because I'm a morning person, I just love the sun. I love waking up before it. I love seeing sunrise and going outside like to meet the sunrise. I love having my cup of coffee. I love going on my morning walks. I love listening to podcast or some lighthearted like news, like Fresh Air from NPR in the morning. I love mornings. I think they're so cozy. And so I know that I'm going to feel good in the morning no matter what. Even if it's been a stressful night, I know that every morning I feel high, like I feel happy every single morning. And I'm very, very thankful for that. So I've just, on my darkest days, it's like you can really tell if it's affecting me, if like my morning is still thrown off. But I just loved that affirmation because I know for a fact that I will feel better in the morning. And so reiterating that to myself. I'm laughing because I said reiterate like 20 times in my last episode. But anyways, reiterating that to myself every night just really helps to like signify that. I think that's the right word that I'm looking for, but I'm gonna use it anyways. So this next nighttime affirmation, or sorry, scared affirmation, I love because Mika has recently learned, or he's recently started to use the word brave. Like he'll tell me to go do something, which usually involves like a troll or a goblin, and he'll say like, "Well, he told today." Okay, here's the thing: when Mika is like not sharing, I'll tell him that the not sharing troll is gonna take everyone's toys away and hold them for like 3 days until we learn that like we he because he whatever he's a troll like. We have trolls and goblins that we talk about on the daily. And so we also talk about the Goblin King. Like, if Mika decides that he doesn't want Beck anymore, like when he doesn't want to be nice to Beck, we are like, oh, do you not want a baby brother anymore? And he's like, no. And so we'll be like, well, I guess Goblin King's got to come take him for 3 days. So basically, the labyrinth is what Mika is believing. But they're friendly, somewhat. So we talk about, I mean, we're not like they're gonna come bite your head off or anything. They're just gonna come like take you and take your toys or whatever. Like there's we're cool with the goblins and the trolls and we say hello to them in the trees and we welcome folklore in this house, which is what I'm also gonna be talking about later on. But he's been telling me recently that he wants me to go like talk to the Goblin King. And he'll be like, go be brave. And I didn't really like understand that he understood that word. And so it's funny to hear him use new words and sentences. And this morning he told me to be brave and he said, like the movie. And I was like, You remember that movie? Because I mean, we have not watched that movie since he was like little, and he was like, yeah, which we used to. Oh, sorry, I had to burp again. We used to watch it all the time, and so not too little. I mean, it's been a few months since we've seen it. It definitely wasn't cold when we were watching it, so maybe like summertime. But anyways, he was like, yeah, Brave, and I was like, how do you remember that? And he goes, because of the little bears. And the daddy, so he loves Brave. And then he said also the color red. So I don't know if it's like her hair is like so memorable to him. I don't know. But yeah, it was really cute because he understood like all of that. I don't know. It's just so funny how their brain works. So I didn't think I said it already, but this next affirmation is that it says you can, oh, sorry, that's the wrong one. You are brave even when you feel afraid. I love that. That's going to be a good one to keep in the back of my pocket for when he's feeling scared to do things since he's using the word brave now. So fear is just a feeling and you are stronger than it. I love that one because I never speak in absolutes. So if I'm feeling lazy, I never say like, oh, I'm so lazy. I say, oh, I'm feeling so lazy today. Or I never say like, oh my God, I wish I can just get my shit together. I'm so unorganized. I say like, God, I'm having a hard time focusing and being mindful. So I'll never say things like, I'm so broke, or I hate my body, I hate my hair. I don't say things like that. And if I can't find a positive like way to switch that around instead of saying like, if I can't find a way to like switch it to where I'm saying something to help reframe into a more positive mindset, then I'll just not think that thought. Like I'll acknowledge that I had a thought of negative, negativity towards my current life status or my body or my emotion, but I won't, if I can't think of like a way to rearrange it, then I just don't give it the attention that it's beckoning for. Don't even waste your energy. I try to like do that with Mika too. So, oh, I don't try. Like I've stopped doing this like maybe like about a year ago or so. I stopped, I want to say like a little bit more than a year ago. I stopped speaking in full absolutes. And with Mika, I started doing this when he was little because I didn't want him to. I read a lot of books when he was little. And so I just like this one stuck with me. That I don't want him to ever feel like he did anything wrong or that he is wrong. The behavior is wrong, right? So your kids are good. Children are good. They don't have like they don't have that, is this a good decision or a bad decision? They just understand that they want to do something and they want to do it now or later. And so that's how kids act on things. They don't understand like this is a bad or good habit or a bad or good thing to do. They just want to like jump off the ledge. They want to dump their food to see what happens, or they want to smear it on their face or smear it on the counter or the floors or whatever. They don't understand that that's bad, but the behavior itself is what's inappropriate. And so I'll say something like, really? Just, I don't like that. Oh, that makes me feel bad, or that hurts my feelings, or something like that. Usually, they don't, kids aren't like very vindictive. Like nothing they do is that evil unless you're like little Nicky or something. But if he's doing something, or if a kid does something like pushes another kid, it's better to just, use the emotional reaction to that. So, oh, I don't like that feeling. That makes me feel sad. Instead of like, you're not allowed to hit, hitting is bad or whatever. Or calling them a meanie or just stupid shit like that that I hear all the time, like in passing. God, like one time, this was years ago, but I was in the Target bathroom. I don't even remember. I don't even want to think about it. I just remember like this kid was just like getting yelled at by her mother in the bathroom stall. And it made me so, oh, I wanted to kick that stall in. And I was like a teenager, but I was just, oh, I mean, I was so fed up. This lady was like literally yelling at her to shut up. And she's like 7. It's infuriating. I'm not saying I'm like the best parent or anything. It's just, I try. But no one's perfect. And I still have my days where I just try not to hate myself. But I know that I am a good mom and I am a good mom. Just I'm a good mom. Ari, you are a good mom. what I'm gonna say to myself tonight in the mirror. I thought today was a bad day today. It was like a really, really good day, actually. Everything was like, which is funny because I just said that I had a lot of anxiety today about the podcast or whatever, but like home wise, like this is work, right? This podcast to me is what I want to do for a living. So home wise was, I love my children. What can I say? This next one feels like a little manipulative, but I think it'll work. And it says, every time that you take a deep breath, your bravery grows. Mika's really good at taking breaths when he's upset, or sometimes even if I look stressed and I'm not like really, I don't know, like if he sees my, which first of all, I have RBF, but if he thinks that I look stressed out, or if like he'll just like watch me really focused on a task like cooking or something, he'll be like, "Mommy, take a deep breath." And I'm like, I'm calm. I'm okay." But it's funny. That I think we got that from like Daniel Tiger, because they go, you something about taking a deep breath, a breath, sorry, and counting to four. I don't know, it's like a song they do. It's like, take a deep breath and count to four, and then he breathes in and counts to four, whatever. So it's so funny because Mika, sorry to talk about my kid this whole fucking episode, but also like sorry, I can't stop talking about my kid. He'll get frustrated today. I don't even know. I think he was frustrated because he couldn't like he something about his potty. Like I think he like didn't. I forgot what it was. We were in the bathroom and he got frustrated and he goes, "Oh, I feel frustrated. I can take a deep breath now." And then he took a deep breath. Okay, so I'm just gonna rapid fire a bunch of these because I've been yapping on about my kiddo. You face scary things before and you can do it again. You are in control of your feelings and you can calm your mind. That one's gonna be important for me to remember. It's okay to be afraid. Everyone feels scared sometimes. Feeling scared means you are learning something new. This feeling won't last forever. It will pass soon. I literally tell myself that one all the time for everything. It's okay to ask for help. You're not alone. Oh, okay, that one's kind of boring, but maybe it resonated with you. Each time you face your fear, it gets a little smaller. That was the one that I was looking for. That one I have highlighted because I just love that one so much. I think that one's gonna blow Mika's mind, and it's so simple, but I think that he's gonna really attach himself to that one. There was this meditation that I used to do, and it was basically just envisioning this, like everything that is upsetting you, as this whatever tension you had in your body. Feel like sit. Okay, maybe we should do this right now. No, I'm not going to do it right now. But here's the meditation that I used to do when I was feeling super, super stressed out. So I would sit somewhere near an open window or on a balcony somewhere, facing outside, patio, whatever, just either outside or facing a window. And I would, and the window has to be open. So I would feel, sit down, take a few deep breaths, get in a comfortable position, and then I would feel physically in my body where I was feeling the most stress. And then I would tie it up in a little ball. Not physically, I wouldn't move my body at all. I would just envision it being tied up into a little ball and wrapping around and just like coming out of you like a string of light almost. So first it flows out from wherever it's manifesting in your body as this string of lights, and then it's going to twine and wrap itself up in a little ball, and it's going to be right in front of your face as it's getting woven like a little ball of yarn. And then with each breath, you're going to slowly just push it away, and which is this is why it's important for the window to be open or for you to be outside, because you're going to then open your eyes and see this ball of glowing light strings all strung up from the tension that you were holding, and you're going to slowly watch it release all the way up into the clouds. And you let it fly, 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 fly away. And that's what I did. And it helped out so much. That was one of my favorite meditations anytime that I had. Just, I could feel, my jaw was sore from clenching, or I was holding a lot of stress in my shoulders or my back or my legs, wherever it was manifesting. Or sometimes I will speed walk and I'm like, have to remind myself to literally take it slower, and that'll start slowing down. Like I noticed today at the grocery store, I forgot something and I was already about to leave. And so I just started walking really fast, and I started to think of like, oh, what am I going to eat? What I even buy? Like, what's in the fucking basket? Like, what are we? I came to get lunch, and I feel like I just got like nothing. Like, what's in the basket? I was so confused. And so I was like going to grab something that Ryan had asked me for, and I forgot. And Mika just goes like, "Whoa, mama, you're walking fast." And I was like, "You know what? I am slow down. Like, time is not that serious. I will be home 2.5 seconds faster just because I'm speed walking where I don't even know where I'm going. I haven't even looked in the basket yet. I just started hauling ass through the grocery store." Kids are great little mindful helpers, little reminders to be mindful because they're so observant. Okay, this is going to be a shorter episode, a shorter episode, because I have another one that I am going to do and upload today because I feel, or I'm going to upload it on Friday's little bonus episode just because I feel like really bad for having a late episode today. So I'm just going to do my last little rounds of affirmations, and these affirmations are like relaxation. They're still for fear-based stuff, but it's to encourage relaxation. So I'm going to rapid fire these as well. Close your eyes and imagine a happy, safe place. Not really an affirmation. Sorry, chat gave me that one. With every breath, you feel calmer and braver. Your body is relaxing and your mind is feeling peaceful. You can let go of fear and feel the calm all around you. Breathe in courage, breathe out fear. I think that one's really good for meditation. Actually, anytime that you're meditating, I think breathing in everything, like feeling everything, and then letting it all go. Because that's, I mean, you don't have to like sit down and be quiet to meditate. Meditation is really just being mindful. And so anytime that you're like Mika today with the grocery store, being mindful that I just like my little mindful reminder here was of me running through the grocery store for no reason, in no direction. That was my little bit of mindfulness. I was like, you know what? Hold up. Where am I going? What am I doing? And why does it need to be done right now? Because it's not, I wasn't, there was no task at hand. I just started walking from anxiety. And I started to like walk like I was walking through quicksand because that one, it's silly. And two, it's silly. Like it, life is not that serious. That's kind of like, I don't know, maybe that's, it's not that it's cringy when there's like a kid around because, and nothing's cringy when there's a kid around. Like I will dance my ass off in public and people are like, ah, she's a mom. She's got like her two kids with her. Like no one gives a fuck. But if I just did that without kids, I might get some stares, whatever. But I think you should do this. I think this is a good exercise for when you feel yourself like speed walking or doing something really fast. Just like pretend that you're in quicksand. Mika also really likes to, he watches this dude on YouTube who like encourages like movement. And so he'll be like, duck, jump to the left. And so when we're walking and Mika's feeling a little bit playful, he'll have me duck and jump and go to the left and do a circle or whatever. And so we've been doing that as well. And I think that's just, that one's a little silly, but it does kind of just like put you in the moment of where you're at. And so if you feel like you're doing things kind of quickly, we're trying to rush. Listen, time's going by no matter what at the same pace, sorry, not paced, at the same pace every single day. Slow down. Make it playful. Walk through quicksand. Move through the mud. You're in a pool of water. Just do things a little bit slower. Okay, that's our time for today. I am so sorry that this is late. But I will see you again tomorrow. I hope you have a good night. Bye.